Visit U.S. military officials say a total of 18,000 armed troops with the U.S. National Guard are expected to arrive in the U.S. Capitol ahead of next Wednesday's presidential inauguration day. That's in addition to the 7,000 sent in following the January 6th riot and siege of the U.S. Capitol by extremists supporting outgoing President Donald Trump. Already, numerous streets around the U.S. Capitol building have been closed to traffic. The core area of the National Mall is closed to visitors. Temporary fences increasingly block the view, while the U.S. Secret Service, in charge of security planning for the January 20th inauguration, has created Washington's own green zone for the occasion, warning that any vehicle trying to enter will be searched for explosives and weapons. The beefed-up security stands in sharp contrast to the presidential inauguration 4 years ago when 8,000 National Guard troops were called in to help. U.S. prosecutors pursuing the perpetrators of the January 6th attack on the Capitol have identified nearly 300 individuals suspected of involvement in the violent rampage that left 5 people dead. That's according to officials announcing on Friday. The number of suspects under investigation, 275 as of Friday morning, was expected to top 300 by the end of the day and exponentially grow in the coming days. That's according to the acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. The office is leading a wide-ranging investigation that includes hundreds of prosecutors and FBI agents trying to identify and charge supporters of President Donald Trump who stormed the Capitol last week. All but a handful of the rioters were allowed to walk away on the day of the riots. You can keep up with this story.